This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Barney Slutnick Cookbooks was a West Village institution for 15 years. The store was a treasure trove of over 5,000 out-of-print and antiquated cookbooks. Chefs, home cooks, food nerds, and writers in New York have always known where to go when they were looking for something that was hard to find. And there'd always be something new for them to discover on every visit. Then, right before the holiday season, all that changed. It looked like Barney Slutnick's had to close.
In about mid-November, I got a letter from my landlord telling me that he would not renew my lease. And I really had no idea where to go because I could just barely afford that place on 10th Street. And I just thought, I'll never be able to have a store in Manhattan.
Barney sees what happened to her as just another indication of how the village is changing. Independent stores like hers have been getting priced out of the market for years now. And every time an old landmark is forced to close, she says, there's a little less to love about the neighborhood.
It seems like all the small storefronts in the West Village are around $30,000 a month. And you know who's moving into those spaces. It's not little bookstores.
Nope.
I've lived in that neighborhood for 38 years, and I went to school there for 3 years prior to that. So I have seen the changes, and there is hardly a mom-and-pop independently owned business, especially on the avenues. They've all been taken over by mostly Rite Aid, CVS, and banks. You know, that's not news to anyone. And on the side streets, where there were dry cleaner, a deli, a bookstore, a pottery shop, a jewelry shop, they've been replaced by very expensive little boutiques. Bleecker Street is kind of the poster child for the destruction of the neighborhood. There is nothing on Bleecker Street between where it ends at 8th Avenue and 6th Avenue. There are no services for the people who live in the neighborhood. There used to be delis and laundromats and shoemakers and tailors and dry cleaners and little, you know, barber shops. Mm-hmm. And now it is absolutely a mall. And that drives up the store rents in the neighborhood.
Luckily for Bonnie, word spread and her supporters rallied. She was offered a place on 28 East 2nd Street in the East Village.
Some of the other blogs that posted it caught the eye of a brother and sister named Garth and Margot Johnston, who own a house on East 2nd Street. And they called me and said, we own this house. We grew up here. We have a commercial space in the building. We would love for you to be our tenant. The idea of being in a place where I hate to call them my landlords. I think of them as my angels. To think that they want me here, they're not spending every day trying to figure out ways to get rid of me and charge me more and do me wrong, is the priceless part of this whole event.
It's taken Bonnie 2 weeks to pack up her books, 5,000 of them at last count, and get the new store ready, but it's finally open for business. The upside is that the East Village location is almost 3 times the size of her old one. It even has a backyard, and she's got exciting plans for the space.
Here, if people want to have a discussion group or a book club or a tasting or present something, this is a beautiful space and it's nice and open in the middle.
You can check out her new location at 28 East 2nd Street. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Amrita Gupta.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.